Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg on the 12th of November, the 10th of Jamadul Ula, this beautiful Tuesday morning with beautiful rain. Allahumma sqina, Allahumma sqina, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا أهداه الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال تعالى في مقام آخر فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته may Allah Ta'ala bless you with afiyat and good health حضرت مفتي صاحب the platform is yours
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم آمين 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 to all the wonderful du'as and supplications جزاك الله خيرا to our brother زكريا and thank you very much to our brother Boniface نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 10th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Today we focus on chapter 39, Surah Zumar, and verses 67 and verse 68. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ And they have not shown the necessary respect to Almighty Allah as Almighty Allah ought to be shown. The mushrikeen, idol worshippers, they went to say that Almighty Allah has partners, Almighty Allah has sons and daughters and so forth. You see the Christians, they say Jesus is the Son of God, Allah forbid. That is the height of blasphemy. Similarly, you find one group of the Jews, they said, Uzair alayhi salam, Ezra, peace be upon him. He is the son of God. Not all the Jews, one group of them is enshrined in the noble Quran. The mushrikeen and the polytheists, idol worshippers in Makkah used to say, Al-Malaikatu Banatullah, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. They said the angels are the daughters of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Almighty Allah, states, لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. Chapter 112 of the Noble Quran, comprising 4 verses. Allah Jalla Wala is one alone and unique. He is totally independent. He does not need anybody, anything, anytime, any place. لم يلد ولم يولد is not the father of anyone, is not the child of anyone. And ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. There's none equal to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in any aspect, in any respect. وما قدر الله حق قدري. Hence they have not shown respect to Almighty Allah as he ought to be shown. So we must believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, and no associates, no partners, no children, no parents, no siblings. وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبَضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of justice, on the day of judgment and reckoning, the land and the sand, the terrestrial creation, the entire terrestrial creation, قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, will be in his control, in his grip, in his power on the day of justice. وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِ. And the celestial creation, the heavens and the planets and what have you. So the entire creation there, the celestial one, the skies and what have you, will be wrapped up and rolled up, مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِ, in his right hand. All does the right hand of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Remember these 2 verses and that will clarify everything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing in the creation which is similar to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in any aspect, in any respect. So Almighty Allah does not resemble anybody, anything in the universe and creation, and nothing in the universe and creation resembles Almighty Allah. And وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is nobody, nothing that is equal to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in the universe and creation. Remember that that will be, that is equal to Almighty Allah. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. So مَتْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِ. سُبْحَانَهُ. Wherever the word Subhan comes, it comes with the fatha, with the zabar. It means سَبَّحْتُ سُبْحَانَ. سَبَّحْنَا سُبْحَانَ. هُوَ مُنَزَّهٌ عَنِ الْأُيُوبِ وَالنَّقَائِسِ. Almighty Allah transcends every weakness, every shortcoming, every defect. To say he has a child, children, partners is a defect, so he transcends that. سُبْحَانَهُ. So everlasting glory, perfection for Almighty Allah. وَتَعَالَى. And he is exalted. أَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ. Whatever they are ascribing and associating to him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Therefore we say وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. Is one alone and unique, with absolutely no partners and no associates. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّور. And on that day, the day of justice, it will be blown into the trumpet by Israfil alayhi salam, the angel. فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And whoever is in the heavens and in the earth, whoever is in a celestial creation, terrestrial creation, all of them, remember, will then faint and they will go in a state of unconsciousness. So this is نَفْخَيْ أُولَى, the first time the trumpet is blown, so they will fall unconscious. إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ. Except whom Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants to exempt, and that is like the angels. We must remember Jibreel alayhi salatu salam, Israfil alayhi salatu salam, Mikail alayhi salam, like that. ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. And thereafter the trumpet will be blown again, أُخْرَى, another time. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْزُرُونَ. And suddenly everybody will be standing up and they'll be looking at, witnessing. Now the day of justice has been ushered in. How will they look and see? Chapter 22, verse number 2. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. Sahara, when they see the people, they will see as though as they intoxicated, but they are not drunk and intoxicated. Walakinna adab Allahi shadid, but remember the punishment of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is very, very severe. So therefore we need to prepare for that day. Did we read the dua? Read now with me, O esteemed listener of Radio Al-Ansar International and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, chapter 3, and that is Surah Al-Imran, verse 194. Wala tuhzina yawm al-qiyamah, O Almighty Allah, do not disgrace and humiliate us on the day of justice, on the day of reckoning. Have special mercy on us, O Allah, and grant us Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. That is the day of the ultimate success. The person who goes to Jannah, remember, for man zuhziha anil nar, whosoever is taken far, far away from the fire, and Jahannam, the hellfire, wa udkhil al-Jannah, and admitted into paradise, bi fadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judi wa karamihi, with the grace, mercy, and benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, faqad faaz, indeed that person is successful. So that is our real ultimate test. Allahumma ij'alna min al-faizin. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from those who are the successful ones, fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and in the year after. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is the 10th of Jumad al-Ula, 1446. Gaza genocide. Today is day number 403. These are your news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, globally, and internationally. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 5 jutla sent to hell and getting roasted and toasted. Others are injured and wounded. They in transit on their way to hell to get roasted and toasted. Bibi Netanyahu the Harami is there in a bunker. He can't even come out of there. He's fearing the strikes by the Hezbollah or the Houthis or Hamas, as they already smashed the window of his bedroom. So now he's wondering, what must we do? And now they want to have a ceasefire with Hezbollah, because Hezbollah have sent so many soldiers of theirs straight to hell, and it is becoming a hell run for them there at the border between Lebanon and Israel, and that is the northern side of Israel, and the people have to rush to their bunkers and so forth. And you get the one chief rabbi, and he's the chief rabbi today of the Israeli Defense Force and Army. He said and told the soldiers that the Torah says it is permissible for you to rape the Palestinian woman because it's wartime. Can you imagine that such a rabbi? And then after that verdict, they promoted him and made him the chief rabbi of the army. Can you believe that? So these are the haramis, and these are the people we must never ever forgive and forget. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So Bibi wants to postpone his trial. You see, today is Tuesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday, is when his trial comes up for corruption and so forth. So he uses the excuse. He says, no, we're very busy with the war. He doesn't want to go to court because he knows he'll be guilty, and then next stop will be the prison and so forth. He's even prepared to let the hostages die so that he doesn't come to court and so forth, and doesn't face elections. So that is what he wants to postpone all the time. The UEFA, you know, the soccer guys, they also fed up with Israel, as mentioned, remember, there in the Haaretz newspaper. They did not condemn the Palestinians and pro-Palestinians who gave the Jutlas and the Jutlis and the Jews and the Zionists a good threshing and a good hiding there in Amsterdam. We're very proud about them. Remember that. Go to hell for what must we apologize? You are committing genocide for over 13 months, over 1 year, and occupation, and the only colonial state and apartheid state left in the world for 78 years now. So if you take from the time you start with the Johagana gang, your Stern gang and Ingul gang and all of them, so you must remember that you are the biggest colonial system and apartheid regime, and we will make sure you will lose it and you will have to pay reparations. Therefore, start packing up your jutlas. 2 million already left Israel, inshallah, never to come back. And our 6 million Palestinians in the diaspora, in other countries, they all will come back, inshallah al-Aziz. US, this is under Trump, could halt the weapon supply to Israel if there is no ceasefire and no stop to the war. And once that ceases, then Israel is finished, remember that. So Trump is a madcap, but sometimes he could use his Trump card, you must remember that. Allah Jalla Wala is punishing Trump, Biden, Harris and Blinken, whole lot war criminals and haramis, and the biggest terrorist is America on this earth. And the wildfires are spreading in New York and in New Jersey. What can you do about it, America? You say you are a superpower. Every day Allah is punishing you. Somebody is killing somebody. Somebody is getting humiliated. Somebody is losing. Somebody is winning. And now the wildfires are spreading in New York and New Jersey. So Almighty Allah is showing you, you're not a superpower. You are a zero power. And you are the most hated state, country in the world with Israel, because you are 100% an accomplice in the crime of ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, war crimes, and the genocide that goes on there. Israel must be expelled from the United Nations. We agree 100%. How South Africa was expelled under the apartheid regime, and that call came from Iran. We should remember that. Look at Russia. From Russia with love. This is the Russian Federation. The old Russia, that Soviet Union was the communist Russia. Now it is the Russian Federation hitting the hell out of, remember, Ukraine. And now 20% or more of Ukrainian land is already under the control of Russia. And today is day 991 days. And Russia is winning. And Iran is supplying the drones. So Russia and Iran are connecting the payment system and networks. So they have such a system that they can use rubles, or they can use the Iranian rial and so forth and so on. And they're marginalizing America and the West. Well done to Russia. Well done to them, to Iran. Remember, both of them have a very, very good army. Russia has the greatest amount of nuclear. And in the Middle East, after Israel, then Iran has the greatest army. And don't be surprised if Iran's army overtakes the Israelis after them losing this war against Hezbollah and against Hamas and so forth. Listen to this story. Sometimes you can't believe what's happening, you know. If you know the, you know, America, and next to it there's a poor country, and that country is called Haiti, H-A-I-T-I, Haiti, and Haiti's capital is Port-au-Prince. So now a plane is coming to land, you see, and the runway. So somebody shot the plane while the people were inside, you know, and no passengers were injured or anything and so forth. But the shots did hit the plane, and the people were inside, say, we heard bang, bang, bang. But anyway, the plane landed safely, and then they were flew and taken to the Dominican Republic and so forth. So these crazy things going on. That's a country in complete chaos and so forth. Listen to this one. Yeah, this 2 years. Very interesting. I told you, but you don't believe me when I say it. Insha'Allah, insha'Allah, that today we're in 2024 and MBS is trying and using his millions and billions so that he can get the World Cup for 2034 in 10 years' time. Yesterday, the Amnesty International released a report and said no way must the World Cup be given to Saudi Arabia in 2034. Their human rights record is horrible, terrible, and leaves a lot to be desired, and they condemn them. You know there's no human rights there. You just send out one X message, Twitter message against MBS or the Saudi regime. They will then, remember, arrest you. You can't even have a Palestinian flag in public there. Then they will harass you or intimidate you and so forth. Harass you, arrest you. So all these things there. So well done to Amnesty International. So now yesterday, day before yesterday, there was a big conference and a summit held of the Arab and Islamic countries there in Riyadh, and they came in their droves, the prime ministers, presidents and kings from various countries, hosted by MBS. First time after 13 months and 1 year, it looks like now he woke up from his slumber, MBS, and he gave a speech, and he says Israel is guilty of genocide and Israel must stop the war immediately in Lebanon and in Gaza, and the Palestinians need and deserve a seat, permanent and a full seat, permanent even if they don't have veto, but there must be a full member who can vote and so forth there in the United Nations. And he said our ties of Saudi Arabia with Iran are so good now, it's first time in history that we have such wonderful and excellent ties. Can you believe he wants to become the ruler of the Muslim world? Never mind only Saudi Arabia, Al-Mamlakatul Arabiyatul Saudiya. Nay, he knows that the people hate him for what he did to Jamal Khashoggi. We won't forget that. The people detest and despise him for what he did to the millions and thousands of people in Yemen. The people hate him because of trying to make ties and establish ties between Saudi Arabia and Israel. So now he's shifting his whole policy a little bit so that they're preparing for Trump. Trump must have told him, do this, do that. Oh, he's telling Trump, I'm going to do this, you don't worry. We need to get Netanyahu out. First time, you see, a big conference is supposed to be held in America and Netanyahu is not invited. So they're not only preparing the post-war in Gaza, they're preparing the life in Israel without Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal and the butcher of Gaza. These are all characters you must remember. They weren't thinking twice of dumping him for their own investments and so forth. So they all got the matlab and a sinister motive and hidden agenda. So Karim Khan, KK, he's a Qadiani, not a Muslim. He has a Muslim name, but he's the guy who indicted Netanyahu and Gallant. But after that, he did nothing, and now himself is going to face the music. He will be investigated by external people for his alleged crimes or sexual crimes and so forth. So these are the type of people they have. How Allah is disgracing these Qadianis and so forth. They're not Muslims. On the 7th of September 1974, you must remember that Zulfikar Ali Bhutto said, let me do one good deed. Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah was the one who led the charge, and all the groups there in Pakistan accepted Hazrat Sheikh Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah as the leader, and he hit and smashed the table. He told Bhutto on his face, aapko faisla karna hoga, warna Allah faisla farmayenge, you will have to take the decision, otherwise Allah will give you and punish you. And what happened? He went on TV, radio, and passed the historic message to the world that the Qadianis are not Muslims. This was on the 7th of September 1974, and King Faisal played a good big role in that as well. So that was something great, remember that. Now they having the climate conference there, remember, in Azerbaijan, in Baku. And now what happens? The Trump withdrawal is looming for climate change. Once he becomes the president of America, he says all this is a Hong Kong, Hong Kong business. That's all Trump, you see. I like that when he says, all this is all nonsense, you understand? Climate change and that, we must put so much money. Trump, you must remember, is his weakness. He loves to receive money, but he hates to give money, you see that? Therefore, Ukraine, Gaza, all that, he wants to stop to it. For what the hell must we put so much money there, and we're not getting any results and so forth? And you see, Smotrich, the Minister of Finance, he told his workers and his subordinates, start preparing to annex the West Bank. This is Israel. They never satisfied. They just want to steal more and more of the Palestinian land. They stole 3/4 of Palestine already. Now the little bit that is left, that also they want to steal. So therefore we say Hamas, Jihad Islami, and whoever else can get in. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Every Jutla who agrees with Netanyahu and Ben-Gvir and Smotrich is a legitimate target, and our Palestinians are giving them a good threshing. So that's their plan. Blind support for Ukraine has broken Germany. Germany is in the doldrums. Just blind idiots, you must remember, they just followed and put in millions there, and today they themselves don't have a proper government and so forth. Hundreds of people in Lahore hospitalized because of the amount of pollution and smog there, and fog there, and smog there, and whatever else you want to use. So remember, you know there's rickshaws, Maulana. We used to travel in it, and the smoking through that exhaust pipe, you don't know how that thing works, you'll understand. So what you expect, you need to sort out your rickshaws there and so forth. Mauritius, you are my brothers, sisters, children, listening to me in Mauritius there, in Port Louis and everywhere else. Well, your Prime Minister, the incumbent lost, Jagnut, and that I maybe pronounce his name incorrectly, nevertheless. He conceded defeat, and now you will have a new prime minister and so forth. Trump is sidelining already Pompeo. You remember Pompeo? Pompeo was the leader of the CIA. They made him the Secretary of State. He used to shuttle every time to Saudi Arabia and to Israel, and he admitted, we used to lie, we used to manipulate, and we used to make propaganda. Well, humiliate and disgrace, and Trump told him, go to hell, you will not be part of my new administration 2025. And another person Trump has sidelined is Nikki Haley. She is an Indian, you must remember that, but she puts so much makeup, and she's married to a whitey, so she wants to behave like a whitey, and she was Trump's, you must remember, representative there in the United Nations and ambassador there. So she thought she will get away. Nikki Haley, I'll never forget the day you said that show them and fire the missiles against the Gaza people. Oh, you Indian, you harami, we're going to name you, shame you, and we will nail you. Don't think you put more and more that makeup and you're a whitey. You're an Indian and you are disgraced and humiliated, just like Sunak and just like Sula of Britain. They said all these marches of Palestine and pro-Palestine are terrorists. Send them to Rwanda. Send them to India from America and Britain. Whole lot haramis. Remember that. You can go sit in Modi's lap for whatever the hell we care. Let us come to our news here in our beloved country, South Africa. Today is Tuesday. Well, from Thursday evening, brothers, sisters, children, yeah, in the Gauteng region, I suppose today, they will tell us which parts will be impacted negatively. So the water pressure will drop from 9 p.m. to 4 a.m., 9 o'clock at night to 4 in the morning. Thursday night, it will start. And for how long? Till the reservoirs get filled up. The reservoirs are only 40%. That is courtesy of your Minister of Water and Senator Transportation and courtesy of ANC. Everything they just destroyed, if you ask me. Nothing functions properly. Hopeless, useless, impotent. Mackenzie, the Minister of Sport and Culture and so forth, he's criticized, remember, about the wages and salary and how much they spent on going to this Olympics and what have you and so forth. Matric exams, can you believe the government got its own printing press and so, but they didn't use that. That they said no, then the papers, matric papers are always leaking, so we must have external printers and so forth. So that cost them over 2.6 million. So EFF Malema says this is benefiting the white capitalist. How is that? You must remember Malema at his best. He says that you gave this to the whites, and thus are the white capitalists who are benefiting, and we are losing out from here and so forth. Did you book a ticket on SafeAir? I got tickets on SafeAir. Well, you might be in trouble. If it is in foreign flight, overseas flights, local flights are all okay. SafeAir has an agreement with the government and what have you, that the percentage of ownership and so forth must be so much and so much, and then they exceed the limit, and now they might not be able to fly overseas, and now they're going for an urgent interdict, so let's see what happens there. So there might be a big problem regarding your external flights, international flights, but domestic flights, no problem. Everything is good, and you will fly to Durban, Johannesburg, Cape Town, wherever you're flying to. Today's program, 8:30 to 9, Mona Musa Lahir, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be the Bliss of Marriage with Mona Zahid Khan, and then 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran. Mona Salim, we have 18 minutes or so for the Q&A, so let's fire up, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. Wanted to find out if we can have specials as advertised as Black Friday and mark up special prices.
Bismillah.
Selling online things.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Surah number 62, chapter 62 of the Noble Quran is called Suratul Jumu'ah, the chapter dedicated to Friday, the only day which has a surah chapter named after the day, and it comprises, remember, 11 verses. Every Friday for us as Muslims is a Nurani Friday, a Friday filled with, remember, radiance, effulgence. Say Eidul Ayyam, it is the best day of the week. This is another concoction of the Zionists and the whiteys and so forth, that they make the public fools. They know masses are asses. And before Christmas comes, before New Year comes, in November, they will tell you Black Friday, Black Friday, and to have that special. And you find the Muslims just follow the Pied Piper without thinking what you're doing. So remember, for us as Muslims, whether it's online or offline or what line, remember that front line or back line or whatever, so to go and advertise Black Friday specials, Black Friday markdown and so forth, all haram and not permissible. Quran Kareem states, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. You must never cooperate and assist in sin and transgression. He Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Whoever imitates a people and a nation becomes part and parcel of them. Not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, inshallah, we will be going for Umrah in Ramadan. We are staying in Medina for 14 nights. But after Medina, 3 days in Dubai. So do we have to read Qasr in Medina or full Salah?
Remember that according to Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, whenever you are traveling and you spend four nights or more in a particular place, then from day one you will have to read full Salat. If you are staying there 2 nights, 3 nights, less than 4 nights, then you are Musafir and a traveler. So that is according to the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali jurists and scholars. According to Hanafis, the separating line is this: if you are spending 14 nights, remember, in a place or less, then you are musafir. So you will be musafir in Medina Munawwara. But if you are staying in a place for 15 nights or more, then you must read full salat from day one, according to the Hanafi jurists and scholars. You, the husband and brother, you will be reading salat behind the imam in Masjid al-Nabawi, alhamdulillah. So obviously you will read the full salat, meaning 4 rakats. You won't make salam after 2 rakats. So those are the basic rules that you should know. All of you going for Umrah today or next week or next month or Ramadan or Rajab, Shaban, so from now already start reading 2 rakat salat daily and learn this one line, chapter 2 verse 128, wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, obviously Medina will come in included, and forgive us. Indeed you are of forgiving, very merciful. Remember, the aim must not be to perform Umrah and Hajj and Ziyarat. Nay, the aim must be to perform a quality Hajj, a quality Umrah, quality Ziyarat to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved city Medina Munawwara. And khudu anni manasikakum, authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, perform your Umrah according to how I performed it, not just haphazardly and so forth. So those of you who want my Hajj and Umrah Q&A kitab, send me a message. No long story, just put Hajj book, Umrah book, and inshallah we will send the PDF to you. 071-888-1184, and inshallah we'll send you a double special. You see, one is the Hajj and Umrah book and one is the Dua kitab. Remember us and the Ummah and Palestine and India and all the oppressed Muslims throughout the world in your special duas.
Mufti Sahab, when Imam Mahdi announces himself, or he is announced, that it will be faraz on every male to strive with all his wealth and health to be part of Mahdi's army.
First and foremost, let us just try and rephrase that question. You see, the Shias, especially during the Abbasid dynasty, if you know anything of our Islamic history, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise 11th year, then the Khulafa'i Rashidin for 30 years, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Sayyidina Ali, Sayyidina Hassan bin Ali for 6 months. So that constitutes the Khulafa'i Rashidin. And then came Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu's time and the Umayyad dynasty. They ruled for 90 years plus minus. And then came the Khilafat Abbasiyah, the Abbasid rule. They ruled from Baghdad for 525 years from Iraq and so forth. At that time, the Shias flourished and they infiltrated our books of tafsir and commentaries of Quran Sharif and Hadith and our Aqidah books and belief structures and our books of history. That they say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Mahdi. I'm not saying it's not permissible. I'm saying it's permissible. But I'm asking you that why do you use that word Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used the word Sayyid for them. Al Hassan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah. Hassan Hussein are the leaders, are the Sayyid of the youth in Jannah. Is it not better we use the word of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhuma for both of them? And during the lifetime also, hadith, the first hadith in Tirmidhi, sahih hadith, authentic hadith, this hadith in Bukhari Sharif, he habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivering a discourse and advices to sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, is sitting on the pulpit on a minbar. And then the master alayhi salam looks at him and say, "Inna ibni hadha sayyidun," that this grandson of mine is a leader, is a sayyid. La allallah ay yusliha bihi bayna fiyataini adhimataini min al-muslimin. Allah will use him to bring about reconciliation between two Muslim groups and so forth. So again the word Sayyid is used. Imam Mahdi is also a term coined by the Shias. I'm not saying that is not permissible, but I'll tell you it's better to use the word Hazrat Mahdi or to use the word Sayyidina Mahdi. And because when the Shias say Imam Ali, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Baqir, Imam Jafar, they mean that they are greater than all the prophets and besides Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Imam Ma'sumin and so forth. So they use that word. We don't say it's not permissible, but we say definitely it's better to abstain, because in that way we're giving currency to the terminology used by the Kuffar Shias. You need to wake up, you Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Get out of this herd mentality and following Pied Pipers and so forth and so on. So that's one issue regarding the question. It is permissible, but better is to use Hazrat or Sayyidina, words like that. So when Hazrat Mahdi appears, will it be compulsory upon all the men in the world? No, not all the men, remember that. Whoever can join him will join him, and they will be a Mubarak army. And the more people join him, remember, then inshallah there will be more unity in the rank and file. Maulana, I'm sure you met him, Maulana Ubaidullah of the Tabligh Jamaat, but you must remember that. So he came to South Africa, we met him in Karachi, and there the markers in Nizamuddin and so forth. I heard him personally one day saying, he said, "Ye jo tabligh ka mehnat hai, all this effort, harkat or nakal hai, we're going from here to there, inshallah, the men of this ummah, then in the Tabligh Jamaat, who are doing it for the love and pleasure of Allah, they will form part of the army of Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anhu." So you see, that comes from the elders and so forth. So therefore, from now, you must learn Qurbani, sacrifice, but not with hidden agenda and sinister motive, so that we get used to jihad and leave this luxurious lifetime. And waja'alakum muluka, we live like kings and princes and so forth. So that is why, that is one of the multi reasons why you go for tabligh and jamaat, to make Islam and bring about self-reformation.
What is the state of my Salatul Tasbih on Friday, finishing off just at the beginning of Zawal time?
Remember that the first issue is there a salat like Salatul Tasbih? I don't say all, but I'll say many of the Salafi scholars who are pseudo scholars, and they say that there's no Salatul Tasbih. Salat is all ahadith and da'ifa and weak and so forth. Well, we have news for you. I have Sheikh Albani's kitab. I met Sheikh Albani. I would still love to know, has any South African met Sheikh Nasruddin Albani? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, I met him in 1998 when I was going to Aqsa and so forth. So then we spent 5-10-15 minutes with him, and I told him, "Sheikh, I got $1,000 in my pocket, but you must give me kitabs." He looked at me and he was very ill, but he just smiled, you know. Then he gave me Tahrim Alati 12, why music and musical instruments are haram. He gave me Sahih Al Adab Al Mufrad and Da'if Al Adab Al Mufrad, the book written by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, and then he divided it into two parts, the authentic and the weak. Nevertheless, so you must remember that in that way there. What was the question, Mawla?
Mufti Sahab, what is the status of my Salatul Tasbih on Friday, finishing off just at the beginning of Zawal time?
Right. So, mashallah. So, I was thinking of Sheikh Albani, then my mind drifted. So, you know, I was thinking he had a green kurta on and a nice hat and a big beard. So, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. So, anyway, so there, you Salafi scholars, Sheikh Albani wrote in the Targhib wa Tarheeb, which I have by me, Sahihu at-Targhib wa Tarheeb, that Salatul Tasbih hadith sahih, is authentic hadith. If you study the life of our Salaf Sali, our pious people, Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah used to read Salatul Tasbih daily. So we encourage people to read Salatul Tasbih more so on a Friday. But before Istiwa, our people use the term Zawal incorrectly. So when the sun is at the zenith, you call that Istiwa. So before that, you must be finished with it. You start 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and like that, nowadays you start 11 o'clock also. So yeah, in Johannesburg, Pretoria, so you'll be finished. It takes you half an hour or so, and then you'll be finished, mashallah. So in that way, try and finish it up. Very good. Read it, mashallah, and we believe in it. And I gave you the reference that Allama Sheikh Albani said, it is hadith sahih, in sahih at-targhib wa tarhib.
Mufti Sahib, how does a woman who has layered her hair make qasr when coming out of ihram?
Remember, three-part question for you women, the normal circumstances to cut hair is haram. Hadith in Jami'u Saghir. When you are gone for Umrah and Hajj, then you must cut your hair. And for women to shave their hair, totally haram. The hadith in Sunan Nasai, Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an tahliq al-mar'atu ra'asaha. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited strictly the women from shaving their hair. إِنَّمَا التَّقْصِيرُ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. So women will just cut their hair. When you perform your utawaf, you read your two rakat salat, you made your sa'i seven times up and down, you started at Safa and ended at Marwa, everything is done. Go to your hotel room and you don't have to wait for your father or husband or brother. You just take your hair and then you just turn it around your little finger, 1 inch, and you cut it with a scissor. To have your hair in layers and all that is haram for Muslim woman. For what you imitating the kafirat and the non-Muslims and the air hostess and the beauty queens and the prostitutes and so forth, we must never suffer from the inferiority complex. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned by Allama Daylami in Musnad al-Firdaus, Subhana man zayyana al-rijal bil-liha wan nisa bil-zawaib. The angels are reading and making the dua. Ya Allah, beauty the men with their big, big and long, long beards, one nisa abi zawaib, and the women who have long, long hair, and they make plaits with their hair and so forth. So not layers and layers and all that. So imitating the kuffar, non-Muslim culture, not permissible. That.
Mufti Saab, what happens if a person wants to make two tawafs between Asr and Maghrib? Can he read the two rakat wajib of both tawafs after Maghrib?
Remember that if you, the time is so long, if you go midsummer there to Makkah, Medina, you will find the gap is 3 hours, 3 and quarter hours between Asr and Maghrib. So it's a very long time. So if you want to perform tawaf after Asr, one tawaf, two tawaf, three tawaf, so the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, Malikis say you read the two rakat salat, then no problem and so forth. Only the Hanafis will tell you that no, you can't read this makruh and so forth. So you read it after the Adhan of Maghrib because they give you 5 minutes time. You read it after your Maghrib Salat and your Sunnats and so forth. So all that would be permissible. If you perform two tawafs, then two times two. If you made three tawafs, so three times two. So that is how it will work. Barakallahu fiqh, Jazakallahu khairan, and inshaAllah that today we will have bliss of marriage between 11 and 12. InshaAllah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al-jazah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyat and good health, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Yes, when Allah desires good for a banda, for his servants, Allah loves his servants. Yufaqqihu fi deen. Allah ta'ala gives them the true understanding of deen. And وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Very, very beautiful ayat of the Quran that follow Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salatu wasalam. Whatever, enjoin good and forbid the wrong. And this is one of the most important aspects in the life of a Muslim. أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ and نَهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. to enjoin good and forbid the wrong. And as long as this ummah will keep this responsibility and duty alive, Allah will send His mercy and rahmah.